You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, a fun run, but it's over. Yeah, no onions on the card today. I went 3-3 on Tuesday, and the winning streak ends at 13 days. Need to celebrate success. Once again, it was my longest winning streak in the history of the podcast. 13 straight winning days, went 61-23. That's 72.6%, up 30.7103 units, all on one unit wagers once again. So, that was a fun run, and hopefully we'll start a new one today. But let's recap the losing card for Tuesday. My absolute best bet, well, I failed again. I had Jalen Williams under the 19.5. He scored 24. I cash on DeAndre Ayton. Got lucky here. He got injured. He was going to go over. I had the under 16.5. But once again, there's more ways to go under than over, and an injury is one of them. Ayton leaves with 12 points, and I get lucky to cash the ticket. Cade Cunningham, I had the under 22.5. Not so lucky there. He scores 26, and I lose that ticket. I had Jalen Brunson under the 30.5. He did not play, so no action on that wager. The overs go 2-1. Donovan Mitchell over 25.5. He scores 31. DeMar DeRozan over 23.5. He scores 25. My loser was Lauri Markkanen over 23.5. Just a miserable night for the Jazz in general, and Markkanen in particular. He scores 11, and I get crushed on that wager. So that's the past. Let's get to the card here for Wednesday and see if we can have a bounce back day. I'll lead off with my absolute best bet. It's Jaren Jackson of the Memphis Grizzlies under the 23.5 points at Minnesota at the minus 115. So the Timberwolves rank sixth defending the position, fourth best defending the three, number one in field goal percentage allowed, number one in points allowed. Jackson is averaging 22.2 points per game on the season, so that's under this number again tonight. But in the month of February, he's having a good month, 24.1 points per game, going over in 5 of 8 games in February. 3 games against the T-Wolves this season. Game number 1, 37 minutes, just 4 of 14 shooting for 18 points. Game number 2, 29 minutes, 7 of 14 shooting for 21 points. Game number 3, 27 minutes, 15 of 23 shooting, 36 points. So I don't want to see that one again. I have a feeling, though, that the Wolves will not allow a repeat of that third game tonight. So let's go under here on Jaren Jackson of the Grizzlies under the 23.5 points at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's Andrew Nembhard of the Indiana Pacers under 10.5 points against New Orleans. Even money here at the plus 100. So the Pelicans rank fourth defending the position. They actually rank number one defending the three, and they rank number six in field goal percentage allowed. Nembhard is averaging 9.2 points per game on the season, 8.5 points per game in February, but has gone over this number in 3 of 4 games. 6 straight games with 32 or more minutes compared to just 23.4 minutes per game on the season average. You can make a strong case for the over based on that. But after a 5 of 14 shooting night, well above his 7.3 attempts per game in February, I would expect a little more ball rotation tonight. So I'm going to take the under here. Give me Andrew Nembhard of the Pacers under the 10.5 points at the plus 100. Next up on the card, it's Nikola Vucevic of the Chicago Bulls under the 18.5 points against Cleveland at the minus 105. So the Cavaliers ranked fifth defending the position. They give up the second fewest points in the NBA. They rank fourth in field goal percentage allowed. Biggest concern here is that they rank 18th in offensive rebounds allowed, so that could be a factor. And Vucevic has been on fire of late. Yes, I can't pronounce names. We've established that. Three straight games with 22 or more points. 8 of 9 games in February, over 20 points. Field goal attempts have increased to 19 per game in the month of February compared to 15 in January. 3 games against the Cavaliers this year. Game number 1, 34 minutes, 7 of 11 shooting, 20 points. Game number 2, 37 minutes, 8 of 19 shooting, 17 points. Game number 3, 39 minutes, 4 of 16 shooting for 9 points. Game 3 happened to be his only game this month, under 20. This one will be sweaty, but I'm still going to take the under. It's Nikola Vucevic of the Chicago Bulls, under the 18.5 points at the minus 105. Next up on the card, my final under on the card, it's De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings, under the 25.5 points at Denver at the minus 105. So Fox is questionable tonight with a knee injury. Hopefully he's going to go. The Nuggets rank 5th defending the position. They give up the 7th fewest points in the NBA, and they rank 8th in field goal percentage allowed. Fox is averaging 26.9 points per game, 25.9 points per game in the month of February. 3 games against Denver this year, 38 minutes, 10 of 22 shooting, 26 points. Game number 2, 28 minutes, 7 of 15 shooting, 15 points. Game number 3, 43 minutes, 12 of 26 shooting, 30 points. 5 straight games over this number with above average shooting. So it's a regression spot, plus the banged up knee. That's enough for me to play with fire and bet the under here. Give me De'Aaron Fox of the Kings under 25.5 points at the minus 105.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and we lead off with Reggie Jackson of the Denver Nuggets, over 7.5 points against Sacramento at the minus 125. So the Kings ranked 20th defending the position, ranked 30th defending the three, and ranked 23rd in points allowed. Jackson is averaging 10.7 points per game in the season, only 8.6 points per game in the month of February. After 3 straight games going over the number, he played only 16 minutes, going 1 of 2 from the field at Golden State on Sunday, scoring just 3 points. 3 games against the Kings this year, 33 minutes, 9 of 18 shooting, 20 points. Game number 2, 16 minutes, 3 of 5 shooting, 8 points. Game number 3, 29 minutes, 6 of 13 shooting, 12 points. He seems to do just enough to get the over, so let's keep that trend going in a bounce-back spot tonight. So give me Reggie Jackson of the Nuggets over the 7.5 points at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's Max Strus of the Cleveland Cavaliers over the 9.5 points at Chicago at the plus 102. Had to shop around and went to 9.5 here. 8.5 was available, but it was way too juicy for me, so I went to 9.5. So let's play the momentum game after he hit the half-court winner to beat the Mavs last night. The Bulls ranked 20th defending the position, 17th defending the three, 14th in field goal percentage allowed. He's averaging 12.3 points per game in the season, 11.2 points per game in the month of February. He's gone over the number in 5 of 7 games. Shooting percent has been running hot, so that does concern me that it's a potential regression spot. 3 games against the Bulls this year, mixed results. Game number 1 was really good, 41 minutes, 9 of 22 shooting, 26 points. Game number 2, not so good, 35 minutes, 1 of 8 shooting, 2 points. Game number 3, 30 minutes, 3 of 8 shooting, 7 points. The last 2 games were at home, game number 1 was on the road. So he's had back-to-back subpar games against the Bulls, It's a gut play. They need to show him some love after the half-court shot last night. Plus, he's back in Chicago. He played for DePaul. So let's do it. Max Struss of the Cavaliers over the 9.5 points at the plus 102. Then the final prop on the card here is Josh Green of the Dallas Mavericks over 8.5 points at Toronto at the minus 115. So the Raptors ranked 28th defending the position, 20th in points allowed, 21st defending the three, and 22nd in field goal percentage allowed. Green is averaging 9.1 points per game of the season, 12.4 points per game in February. A little concerned with the elbow since he left last night's game for a bit. Green played 29 minutes, 3 of 8 shooting, just 7 points. The Raptors should be a favorable matchup, but he did struggle in the first meeting. Only 18 minutes, only 1 of 3 shooting, and only 3 points. I do not want to see a repeat of that. I'm leaning heavily on the February trends to hold, so let's go over here on Josh Green of the Mavericks over the 8.5 points at a minus 115. So let's recap my prop card for a Wednesday. My absolute best bet, Jaren Jackson of the Grizzlies, under 23.5 points at the minus 115. I'm on Andrew Nembhard of the Pacers, under 10.5 points, even money, at the plus 100. I'm on Nikola Vucevic of the Chicago Bulls, under the 18.5 points at the minus 105. I'm on De'Aaron Fox of the Kings, under 25.5 points at the minus 105. I'm on Reggie Jackson of the Nuggets, over 7.5 points at the minus 125. I'm on Max Strus of the Cavaliers, over the 9.5 points at the plus 102. I'm on Josh Green of the Mavericks, over 8.5 points at the minus 115. So that's my card for a Wednesday. I hope it's a bounce back day. I would love to start another winning streak. I hope everyone enjoys the games. I hope you get a kick out of me mispronouncing multiple names on the card every day. That's, I guess, what I do. I practice the names and I still butcher it about 3-4 times. I'm laughing at myself, even on Mad Max there for the Cavs. I switched up his name a few times, but oh well, as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.